Cold Lake. It was an event that was years in the making, announced Cindy Yang, the Director of Strategic Priorities for Stepping Stone Crisis Society, SSCS. On Thursday, a large crowd gathered to mark the official groundbreaking ceremony at the future site of Stepping Stone's multi-purpose, net-zero building that will increase the society's shelter bed capacity and intake for second-stage housing for women and children fleeing domestic violence across the region. Spirits were jovial as community members, SSCS staff, elected officials and military personnel marked a new beginning for Stepping Stones in its efforts to increase program capacity to support more victims of domestic violence. In the last year alone, Stepping Stones was unable to house 169 women and children who called looking for a bed, stated Susan White, the executive director of SSCS. This is clearly not acceptable, and it is the reason that I am standing in front of you today. Stepping Stones, formerly the Dr. Margaret Savage Crisis Center, has been operating in Cold Lake for 42 years and has continued to see demand for its services grow year after year. The reality of constant increasing need in our community has been the driving force as our staff and organization has felt the heartbreaking pain of not being able to accommodate everyone, shared Leona Colbinson, a SSCS board member. It is an ultimate tragedy to not have the room to accept those that have so courageously made the first hard step towards recovery. We are looking forward to the day when no one is turned away and all will be provided with the steps to take them on their journey to recovery from domestic abuse. Over the last 5 years, Stepping Stones has seen a 350% rise in turnaways due to capacity constraints. The new building will include 63 emergency shelter beds, 12 second-stage apartment units, a pet housing facility, a spiritual room, clinical therapy space for child and family trauma counseling, community teaching kitchens, as well as support offices and multi-purpose flex spaces. Another addition will be a secure outdoor green space and healing garden. With construction expected to be completed by Nails Enterprises Inc. sometime in December of 2024, the new $30 million facility is designed to be handicap accessible with space to expand for Phase 2. This new building is Phase 1 of our plan. And it is Phase 1 because we took a long hard look at what the barriers our families face, and we plan to address them, said White. While the new 50,000 square feet four-story building will more than double Stepping Stone's current capacity, it will also combine its three separate locations into one. It will be fully accessible and trauma-informed, and it will be very energy efficient to save future costs, White shared. The main floor of the building will provide spaces and services to the public and to other agencies who support our community. Looking to the future, White continued, Phase 2 will address many of the barriers that our families currently face when they leave our program. One day soon, our dream is to construct secure, affordable housing, together with a trauma-informed daycare. These combined supports are what are needed if we truly expect to end the devastating effects of domestic violence. Collaborating for success. To bring the $30 million shelter and support facility to fruition, it took the combined effort of all three levels of government. The City of Cold Lake donated the land where the facility will stand. The Government of Alberta provided $2 million towards the project through its Affordable Housing Partnership Program, while a currently undisclosed amount was provided by the federal government. Details on the federal government's contribution should be made publicly available soon, Young confirmed to Lakeland this week. The funding amount is under a news embargo. Representing their respective governments at the groundbreaking ceremony was Fort McMurray Cold Lake MP Layla Goodridge, Alberta Minister of Seniors, Community and Social Services Jason Nixon, and Cold Lake Mayor Craig Copeland. With her newborn in tow, MP Goodridge shared how important it is that mothers and their children can access a safe and comfortable place to live. She expressed that many women and mothers may not only face domestic violence from intimate partners, but also from immediate and extended family members. It's not always talked about, but it is real, and it is happening, said Goodridge. MLA Nixon, followed by acknowledging the tireless work of Stepping Stone's team of staff who took on a momentous challenge of turning their dream of supporting more survivors of domestic violence into a reality. Congratulations on getting this far. I know the work that it takes, he said. Referencing his ministerial work in Alberta's social service sectors, Nixon noted that the government is facing astronomical challenges that the province is working to overcome. He added that working with organizations such as Stepping Stones and Alberta Council for Women's Shelters is just one part of that. Speaking on behalf of the City of Cold Lake Council, Copeland directed praise to the shelter's staff and the interagency collaborations that work to support vulnerable members of the community, whether from Cold Lake or the surrounding municipalities. Related story. Stepping Stones Crisis Society will use $2 million grant to build new facility.